Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think, right? It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
I've been working on a great beard all week.
I see that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't classify it as great, but you've been working on it. I can tell.
This is as good as it gets, man. What do you mean?
I mean, I'm seeing a little gray pop in down there. I mean, maybe if you can try to work on a beard, maybe you can get something to keep the gray out. That's all I'm saying. It looks good, though, man.
Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to check out our Twitter question of the week. You still have time to vote. You can find that at Bishop_show. We'll get you that update here just shortly. If you miss any of this show, you can stream it on demand, thesouthernsportsedition.com. We're on Facebook Live as well. 5 markets in the state of Georgia, and the number one sports show in that state of Georgia is this one.
Nice. Good stuff. You're pretty good. You've been getting better at reading off stats and stuff on this show. Good stuff, man.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Isles Pharmacy, and by Edwin Watts Golf.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-9961 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-9961.
All right, so what we're going to do today is we're going to give you our top 10 college football rankings according to us. We'll break down Region 2-5A.
Tough region.
The Wayne and Ware region, really.
That's pretty much it right now.
We're going to talk about Atlanta Braves trade stuff. We've got the British Open live behind us. We're keeping up with that. Ender Inciarte might be on his way out.
He may be on his way out.
Zach Greinke might be on his way in.
Braves need a closer. I don't know where he is currently calling home, but whoever it is needs to be calling Atlanta home soon.
Go ahead and get you updated on the Twitter question of the week from last week. Get you the update so that we can put new questions up. And the question from last week was, do you think Jason Bishop could win a point from Rafael Nadal? I have to admit, I'm a little disappointed with our listening audience with these results.
Why? Because they're not in your favor?
90% of our listening audience doesn't believe that I would win a point from Rafael Nadal.
Wow. I mean, if they watch on Facebook Live, they probably, you know, they can hear a voice, but they can also see us physically on Facebook Live. That might be where some of that comes from.
I'm willing to bet that the 90% of those people that voted no have never played me on a tennis court.
You said Rafael Nadal. You didn't say about playing the listening audience. See, there you go. You take something and you try to spin it into a conversation that you want it to, where you want it to go. You could win a point off Nadal. The listening audience doesn't think so. I actually think you would get a point off Nadal because naturally he's probably going to double fault a time or two in the match. You wouldn't win a game off Nadal.
I think I'd win a game.
No.
On clay.
No.
At Roland Garros. I might even oust him in the first round.
I don't think you could beat Rafael Nadal in a game of ping pong, much less tennis.
I'm pretty good at ping pong.
Okay, I'm just saying. I just don't think you could take one, especially on clay. Come on, man.
If you're the Atlanta Braves, what do you do with Ender Inciarte?
Trade him.
Show over. Thanks for tuning in.
Trade him. Get what you can out of him. There's a couple of teams. I know there's a couple of teams in the National League that are looking for defensive help in the outfield, and that is his specialty. Maybe you can package some pitching along with. Did you see the Cardinals last night? 10 runs, down, what, 7-0?
7-0.
Drop a 10 spot, and they come back and win the ball game. I'll fix that during the break, man.
Yeah, I need somebody handy.
Well, that's not me, but I'll fix that.
The Cardinals have come from nowhere to get themselves into the playoff picture. They currently hold the number 2 wild card in the National League. And to be honest with you, you know, I thought for the longest time it was probably going to be the Nationals and the Phillies would be the two teams to get in. I still think the Nationals are going to get in. But then the rest of the National League is just dreadful. They're all around 500. The Rockies, the Diamondbacks, the Giants, the Brewers, the Cardinals, none of them are really good.
Cardinals are a team that you just don't want to see come playoff time. You know, I got a listener that's way out in Springfield, Missouri, Bill Whitworth, that watches us every Saturday, Jason, on Facebook Live. Diehard Cardinals fan. He loves for us to talk about the Cardinals on this show.
Well, good, because we're going to talk a little bit about them today.
And so, but the Braves need a closer, period. End of story. They got to have a closer. I mean, if you watched last night, they almost lost that ball game last night against the Nationals because of pitching in the late innings. And he's done a okay job, but I just don't think that's a guy that you want to put your trust in the playoffs.
Luke Jackson is a freshwater fish swimming in the ocean trying to close games.
Yeah, he's like a pogey. He's out there. He's a bait fish. That's what he is.
The Braves need to get themselves a shark and return Luke Jackson back to the freshwater, which he's accustomed to.
Probably could put him as a kind of a setup guy, maybe. I don't know.
Well, look, here's the truth of the matter. Luke Jackson's pitched over his head to fill a role somewhat adequately that was dreadful before he took it over.
It was.
He's done a fairly decent job of at least stabilizing that to know that he's had more conversions than he's had blown saves. Now, an elite closer doesn't have nearly the amount of blown saves that he's had, but he's done an okay job stabilizing that position. He's not a closer. Pitching in the closer's role, he's been pitching over his head. Move him back to the 7th, 8th inning where I think he'd be just fine. He would do great in that role.
Well, you could package him along with Ender Inciarte.
You trade Luke Jackson, one of your better bullpen arms for all of the season? I wouldn't. I'd just move him back.
Move him back to the minors? Is that what you'd do?
No. I'd have him pitch the 7th or 8th inning.
They got from the Mariners, he's on the IL right now, injured list.
I thought they reactivated him.
Well, they may have. I hadn't watched the wires here in the last four or five days.
Kip just comes to the show and just says what he wants to say. But, no research goes into time.
They need a closer, period. And Luke, he may be a setup guy, but he's not the closer.
7th inning guy even.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you can come in and throw strikes. I like Newcomb, what they're doing with Newcomb. I think he's doing well. You remember he was a starter. They moved him they sent him down, brought him back up, put him in the bullpen. He's done fine. But the Braves,
I think they need a starter as well. There have been talks about Zach Greinke. The problem with Zach Greinke is he's owed a ton of money.
$30 million.
For the next 3 seasons.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
The only way that I think the Braves would really be willing to do that is if the Diamondbacks ate about half of what he's owed. And I don't think the Diamondbacks would be willing to eat half. What's the point in trading him if you're going to have to eat half? Maybe $10 million, but the whole $15 million?
That's a lot of money. That is a lot of money.
The number one sports show in the Southeast, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Gold Niles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Gold Niles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldnilespharmacy.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they've got you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have a birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95. You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come in and unwind. Boss Tweed, M43 from Old Nation Brewing Company, and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead. Online at foxespizzadowntown.com and keep up with specials on Facebook.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch. Now we go to the weekend review.
And here we go. The greatest Wimbledon match ever. Roger, Novak is coming for you. Djokovic, the next McEnroe. If you are not a believer that something comes after this life, then you are not an Angels fan. Literally, Angels in the outfield stuff. Melvin Gordon, I did not even know who you were until this past week, which means you aren't as good as you think you are. The 76ers gave Ben Simmons how much money? He can't even shoot. I guess there is a great market for guys in the NBA who can't shoot. Brooks, here is a history lesson. When Tiger Woods texts you, you text back. The Big 12 is going to penalize any player who does a horns down while celebrating. This is because Texas owns the Big 12. But, SEC, can we penalize Florida players when they do that stupid chomp thing too? NFL running backs, if you want more leverage, then don't play running back. Zeke, you are going to hold out when you have yet to play a full season. Get the hell out of here with that. Can you believe that someone is going to send prospects to Texas for Mike Minor? Jimmy Butler, you said you were all about winning, and then you signed with the Heat, where you have no chance to win. But you did get paid. Things that make you say, Marvel considering releasing a Sinister Six movie. Holy crap, that would be awesome. And these are my thoughts.
Yeah. Jimmy Butler. Definitely didn't go anywhere he wants to win. He went for the money.
That dude's all lip service.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
He was actually the first choice for Durant to go to Brooklyn, from what I understand. He called him, asked him, and Jimmy said, yeah, I'm going to go to Miami by myself.
Okay, bye. 8 seed swept in the first round of playoffs. Have a nice life.
Well, they're in the East. He'd get a 6, don't you think, in the East?
Did the Heat even make the playoffs last year? No.
I don't know.
I don't think they did.
I don't know.
Yeah, they missed out in the playoffs. They didn't make it.
Mm. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Peachtree Pest Control, by Georgia Sea Grill, and by M&B Liquors.
Summer is here, and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests, like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at PeachtreePest.com or 912-265-9700.
The Reds allegedly have some interest in Ender Inciarte, but they're not going to make that move until they move Yasiel Puig. So that's kind of holding that up. Hopefully the Reds will be able to find a place to send Puig to get something back, in which they're going to land Inciarte as their everyday center fielder.
Trading deadline's July 31st. We're basically, 2 weeks out? A little less than 2 weeks out.
All the talk has been, all you have heard as far as trade rumors with the Atlanta Braves is Atlanta Braves, Madison Bumgarner, San Francisco Giants. The Giants came out yesterday and said that they are not making any decisions on Madison Bumgarner until right up at the trade deadline, because they're close in the wild card and they want to see how the team plays heading into the trading deadline or right up to. And so if I'm assuming what that means is if they play well, Madison Bumgarner is not going anywhere. But if they fold, then obviously he would be dealt.
Giants are 9-1 in their last 10 games.
They're hot.
They're hot. They're at 549-49, and they're just a game or two out of the final wild card spot. They're in the hunt.
And that's kind of where the National League is right now, especially with that second wild card spot. If you're around 500, you're still in it.
I think the Padres are 46-51. And they're 5 games under 500. They're only 4.5 out in the final wild card spot, something along those lines.
The Nationals hold the first wild card spot, and I will tell you, there is not a National League team that wants to see the Nationals in a short series with Strasburg, Scherzer, and Corbin.
I don't think there's any team in the National League that wants to see them, especially the Dodgers, Braves, Cubs, some of those teams that are leading divisions right now. Would you want to see that rotation in a 5-game series?
No, I wouldn't.
Ooh.
No. The best thing that could happen if the Nationals make the playoffs is they lose the play-in game, which I doubt is going to happen.
They'll set their rotation up
Scherzer a week in advance.
He'll pitch that game.
Yeah, Scherzer will throw that game. Now, there's an interesting development over in the American League. For the longest part on this show, we have long said that the American League playoffs were pretty much locked up. You'd have the division winners, and then your wild cards would be the Rays and the Red Sox. Pretty much a foregone conclusion. Wait a minute. The Indians and the A's have supplanted the Rays and the Red Sox in the wild card. Cleveland currently has the first wild card, Oakland has the second, and Tampa and Boston have both fallen out.
One of those teams are probably going to show up in the next segment. And you probably can guess who.
Which would be the butthurt segment?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, one of those teams more than likely going to show up in the next segment, but the Indians are closing the gap on the Twins. Twins had a big lead in that division. Now it's down to 3.5 games. Indians are closing in fast on the Twins, and they could end up overtaking them.
Yeah, I remember it. I remember all the way back in May, you said that race was over.
I told you,
Kip, it's too early.
They were up 10 games, 10, 11 games. But the Indians are, they got a good team.
I distinctly remember saying, Kip, it's too early to count them out. You can't do that in Major League Baseball. You need to listen to me more.
Yeah.
Your life would be better if you just listened to me more.
If I listened to you more on this show, prediction-wise, we'd be off the air. I kind of carry the load here when it comes to predicting outcomes. That's an area that you need a lot of work in.
Excel. I use the word excel.
That's an area that you excel badly in. if you want to use that term.
Let's put that on the. Let's make that a Twitter question of the week. Yeah. Can you excel badly? We'll have that up momentarily. You can find it at Bishop_show. Can you excel badly?
I'm watching Jordan Spieth. He hit an iron off the first tee at the British Open. He didn't make the fairway, which means that could be the wind could be a factor today.
The Indians have gotten themselves 16 games over 500, and to your point, three games outside of first place behind the Twins.
They've gotten hot. Terry Francona is a good manager. He's won everywhere he's been, and that ball team, you know, outside the Yankees, who else is there? I mean, the Astros are doing well in the American League, but, you know, you got to think that those teams aren't going to stay on top forever. Indians are one of those teams that seem to be in the hunt every year, and they just can't kick the door in.
Let's make that another Twitter question of the week. It'll be up momentarily. Is there anyone in the American League other than the Astros that can beat the Yankees?
It doesn't look that way right now.
I don't think so.
I mean, the American League is – you got to think. We talked about this coming down here. You know, the Red Sox are defending World Series champions. They're in third place in that division, 11 games out. You got the Rays who are playing good ball right now. Yankees are 30 games over 500, and they have to play the Rays and the Red Sox 40 times during the season.
And it doesn't matter.
I mean – That's a tough division.
The Rays are 12 games over 500 and 9 games out of the division lead.
And yet, you know, they can't seem to make up any ground on the Yankees.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch, the Bryce Harpers of sports radio. Overrated and overpaid, but they look good on a poster.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simon's. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Happy new gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals, featuring TaylorMade's new M5 and M6 woods and irons, SpiderX putters, and TP5 and TP5X golf balls, Ping's new G410 irons, crossover and hybrid, as well as Titleist TS woods and Pro V1 and Pro V1X golf balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Valdosta Wildcats will trek over to Brunswick to take on Glen Academy in a scrimmage on August the 16th. The Wildcats officially opened their season at home against Jackson from Atlanta on August the 23rd. Valdosta will welcome Tift, Bradwell, Colquitt, Buford from South Carolina, Houston, and Lee to Bazemore-Hyder Stadium. The Wildcats will only make 3 road trips on the season, and those will be Lowndes, Coffee, and Northside Warner Robins. Look for the Wildcats to finish with a 7-3 mark and make another deep run in the 6A playoffs. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Perfect rejoin to slide in to the butthurt list.
The butthurt list this week. You ready to jump into it? Yeah. Or you want to do the sponsor first?
Yeah, let's get all that out of the way.
All right.
All right. So this is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to check our Twitter polls. They are up, Bishop_show. If you miss any of the show, you can stream it on demand, thesouthernsportsedition.com. We're on Facebook Live, myself and Kip. 5 markets in the state of Georgia and the most listened to sports show in this state. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch is brought to you by Sea Palms Coastal Realty, by Nat's Landing, and by Southern Hardware.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back island atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and an American fare, from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
All right, so now we'll get into Kip's quote-unquote interactive segment.
Yeah, it is interactive, man. It's, you know, it is interactive for you. Ready to dive into it?
We'll go diving. Kip's butthurt list.
All right. Number 5 this week, Jason. SEC Media Days concluded this week, and the predictions came out. The Auburn Tigers are picked to finish 4th in the SEC West.
SEC West title.
Picked to finish 4th.
SEC West title.
And a coach that's on the hot seat. They don't know who their starting quarterback's going to be. I think the War Eagles they're hurting right now. But that probably means they'll play in the national title game. That's the most unpredictable team in the history of college football.
In reality, the SEC West will be up to LSU and Auburn.
LSU and Auburn?
You heard it here first.
LSU and Auburn. Okay, remember that. You heard this last segment talking about the Indians. Remember what this guy just said. Man, we're not at the circus. Don't be a clown, man. Number 4 on this show, the Boston Red Sox. Jason, they're 3 games back in the wild card, the last wild card spot in the American League. They're 11 games back of the Yankees. They can hang that up. The Red Sox, are they going to go from world title to not making the playoffs?
Yes.
Wow.
I'll answer that for you. Yes, they won't make it.
Wow. And that, I mean, everybody in the American League says it's going to be a Yankee Red Sox thing this year. You know, Astros are good, but it was a foregone conclusion that both the Yankees and the Red Sox were going to make the playoffs. And now the Sox are 3 games out in the wild card. And it's August almost.
Yeah, we thought we'd have 3 teams from the National League or the American League East in the playoffs.
Right. Number 3 this week, Jason, Jim Harbaugh. This guy has been popping off at the mouth about Urban Meyer all week, saying something about controversy always follows Urban. You know, you can't beat the man on the field. He retires, and now you're going to talk trash about him. Your team can't win a Big Ten title. How many years have you been there now?
You know what follows Jim Harbaugh? Not finishing the job.
There you go.
That's what follows him.
I mean, I think there's a little heat on him at Michigan. Now, if you're not, he needs to win the Big Ten this year. A lot of polls have him picked in the top 10, you know, in college football this year. He really needs to win the Big Ten championship. Has good recruiting classes, but, you know, instead of popping off about a coach that's retired, how about beating somebody that when it matters?
Didn't finish the job at Stanford. Didn't finish the job at San Francisco, and doesn't look like he's going to finish the job in Michigan.
Number 2 on the butthurt list this week, Jason, the Alabama Crimson Tide. Let me explain that. They were picked to win the SEC. They were picked to win the SEC West. They're picked to win the SEC. But when you listen to Alabama players at SEC Media Days, they tried to convince us that Clemson was not better than them last year.
I'm not picking Alabama.
I mean, I know you're not. But they were trying to convince us. I guess their butt hurt about that 44-16 beatdown that Clemson put on them in the title game last year. And they spent all of SEC Media Days, their players, trying to convince us otherwise.
You don't lose 44-16 to a team that's not better than you.
That's a blowout. That's a blowout victory.
You got manhandled.
You got beat in every phase of the game. You know, the Ross kid that torched them for like 300 yards receiving, guess where he's from? He's from the state of Alabama. He's from Alabama. He goes to Clemson on signing day, torches the Tide in the title game. But Alabama players are trying to tell us that, we don't think Clemson was better than us last year. Okay.
Who's number one?
Number one on this week's butt hurt list, the Madden ratings came out this week. Madden 2020 ratings came out this week, Jason. And we got a lot of players that are butt hurt about
the whole NFL.
About their ratings this year. And I'll single one out, Keenan Allen of the Los Angeles Chargers. He goes online Twitter and says he's boycotting the Madden game this year because his rating was too low. And there's a lot of other players that are complaining about the Madden 2020 ratings. And, you know, a video game has that much impact on people's psyche. And so NFL players making millions and millions and millions of dollars, they're complaining because they're rated too low on Madden 2020.
I understand it. I get it.
Keenan, he was rated pretty, I guess he was in the low 80s or something like that. He's an all-pro receiver, and I guess he didn't like, especially they were talking about his speed and things like that. I think he took offense to it. So the Madden 2020 list has a lot of NFL ratings, has a lot of NFL players butt hurt this week. That's the top of the list.
On Madden, Jason Bishop's prediction rating is a 99.
Prediction rating on Madden 2020. No, you'd be about a 68 on Madden 2020 as it relates to predictions. You wouldn't be up there too high.
Just wait for college football season to roll back around and we start throwing those scores out.
Dude, I mean, really, are you? You're just a glutton for punishment, aren't you?
I have my Kip.
You're just a glutton for punishment.
The last 2 years, it hasn't been close, man.
What do you mean?
It hasn't been close. You haven't been in the same ballpark as me.
That's because I own the ballpark.
You're still on the,
I own the ballpark.
You're still on the other side of the river.
You just pay general admission fee every now and then to come in.
You're outside the stadium trying to scout tickets.
Nah, I own the ballpark. And I own you mentally come football season.
Okay. We're going to break down our college football preseason top 10 in the next segment, and we'll also get to Region 2-5A, Wayne, Ware, New Hampstead, South Effingham, and Statesboro.
That's known affectionately now as the Ware-Wayne region.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, southernhardwareinc.com, 912-267-7992.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95. Gold Niles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Gold Niles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldnilespharmacy.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they've got you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have a birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
The breaking news. The Alabama Crimson Tide will not win the SEC West this season.
Wow. Okay.
You heard it here first.
All right. What's the day's date?
July the 20th.
July 20th. 2019, Jason Bishop said the Alabama Crimson Tide would not win the SEC West in football this fall.
You want to do our top 10 college football rankings?
Sure.
All right. You want to go 10 to 1 and compare as we go?
We can do that.
All right. At number 10, I've got Notre Dame.
At number 10, I've got the Washington Huskies.
Hmm.
I got Jacob Eason, five-star quarterback out of high school. Had some bad luck at Georgia, transferred. He's taking over that program right now.
Washington's a good pick.
I mean, I think they'll be pretty good this year. They were good. They're a good program, but I think Eason is an NFL talent. He's going to be a pro quarterback.
At number 9, I've got the Florida Gators.
At number 9, I've got the Michigan Wolverines.
Got them a little higher, but okay.
I got Michigan. I think they'll, until they get over the Ohio State hurdle, that's about where I have them.
Speaking of Ohio State, at number 8, I've got Ohio State.
I've got Oregon at number 8.
How?
They have one of the better offensive lines in the country returning. I think it'll be between Washington and Oregon out in the Pac-12. And I think, Oregon's going to be a pretty good football team. And you'll see that when they play Auburn opening day in that Chick-fil-A Bowl.
At number 7, I've got Central Florida.
At number 7, I have the Texas Longhorns. And Central Florida's not even sniffing anywhere near my top 10.
Central Florida's good, man.
No, they're not Texas good.
Okay. Central Florida would beat Texas by two touchdowns.
No, they wouldn't.
Two touchdowns.
No, they wouldn't.
At number six, I've got LSU.
I got LSU at number six as well.
And the only reason I have LSU over Central Florida is because LSU beat them in the bowl game.
LSU at number six. LSU is a team that's going to be really good on defense, getting back to LSU standards that we haven't seen in the last couple of years, but they're getting back, and they're close. They're close to being there again.
At number five, I've got Texas.
Number five, I've got Oklahoma.
Ooh.
I think the Sooners are going to be pretty good again if Jalen Hurts wins that quarterback job out there. I don't think they miss a beat.
At number four, I've got Oklahoma.
At number four, I've got Ohio State.
Ooh. Really?
They're the king of the Big Ten until somebody knocks them off and until Jim Harbaugh and Michigan. If Jim can stop popping off at the mouth and get his team ready to play Ohio State. Until then, I got the Buckeyes ranked pretty high.
At number three, I've got the Georgia Bulldogs.
Number three, I've got the Georgia Bulldogs as well. They have to get over. They have to, you know, navigate through. They got some tough SEC games this year. A&M, Auburn on the road, Florida and Jacksonville, who's popping off at the mouth. There's some Notre Dame at home. So if they get through that schedule, they'll be ready. They just got to get over that Alabama hurdle.
At number two, I've got Alabama.
Number two, I've got Alabama, too. You got them ranked number two, but not winning the SEC West.
That's correct.
Wow. Wow. Okay. This is what I deal with, folks. This is what I deal with.
This is what we do on this show.
Okay. Alabama's not going to win. Breaking news. Alabama's not going to win the SEC West.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. Breaking news, folks. Jason Bishop has Alabama picked to finish second in the nation, but not win their division.
Correct.
Okay.
Number one, I've got Clemson.
I've got Clemson, too. I think they've got the best generational quarterback talent that we've seen probably in the last 20 years since Peyton Manning.
So read them back to me, 10-1 for you.
I got Washington at 10, Michigan at 9, Oregon at 8. Texas at 7, LSU at 6, Oklahoma at 5, Ohio State at 4, Georgia at 3, Alabama at number 2, and Clemson number 1.
Notable missings for you, Notre Dame and Central Florida.
Yeah. I mean, Central Florida is not in my top 10. They may not be in my top 20. I mean, the guys, they have quarterback issues, man. You sit here for months and made excuses because they lost to LSU and you blamed it on their quarterback.
They didn't even have their starting
quarterback. Okay, their starting quarterback's out. Their starting quarterback this year breaks his ankle, and now you got them picked in the top 10.
He'll come back. All right, so this is my top 10, 10-1. 10 Notre Dame, 9 Florida, 8 Ohio State, 7 Central Florida, 6 LSU, 5 Texas, 4 Oklahoma, 3 Georgia, 2 Bama, and 1 Clemson. And no, Clemson... No, Alabama will not. LSU will end up winning the SEC West.
But ranked below Alabama.
Yes.
Okay. Listeners, just help me out here. Is there a call-in number? We're going to have to start getting the call-in line cranked up so people can call in and comment on this nonsense.
Do I need to explain it to you?
So you're saying that LSU is going to go undefeated in the regular season.
No.
Well, this is the only way this could work out that way.
No.
LSU wins the SEC West but loses the SEC championship game.
Not only will LSU not go undefeated and win the SEC West, LSU will lose to Alabama and still win the SEC West.
So who's Alabama going to lose to?
Texas A&M.
Okay.
Auburn.
Texas A&M and Auburn.
Okay. And LSU only loses to Alabama.
And so, but Alabama still.
This is how my mind works, because I actually get technical about this stuff and I actually think things through. Even if it's complicated, I'm capable of working my way through the complicatedness because I understand that not everything is just straightforward. Oh, this team's second and fourth, so therefore this team's better than this team.
So you're saying
weird things happen. You got to look at the whole picture, Kip.
Fours for the trees, man. Fours for the trees.
Loss Alabama team will be ranked number two. Basically, that's what you're trying to tell us. I'm trying to simplify it so you can understand what you just said. A two-loss Alabama team is going to be number two in the country.
I didn't think about that.
Okay.
These are preseason polls.
Well, preseason is who you're predicting to where they're going to be at the end of the season. That's how preseason polls work.
I thought preseason polls were predicting how good you thought they were now.
A preseason poll is picking who you think is going to win the national championship before the season plays out. That's a preseason poll. Then you see how it plays out. Wow, man.
Known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come in and unwind. Boss Tweed, M43 from Old Nation Brewing Company, and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead, online at foxespizzadowntown.com, and keep up with specials on Facebook.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Valdosta Wildcats will trek over to Brunswick to take on Glen Academy in a scrimmage on August the 16th. The Wildcats officially opened their season at home against Jackson from Atlanta on August the 23rd. Valdosta will welcome Tift, Bradwell, Colquitt, Buford from South Carolina, Houston, and Lee to Bazemore Hyder Stadium. The Wildcats will only make three road trips on the season, and those will be Lowndes, Coffey, and Northside Warner Robins. Look for the Wildcats to finish with a 7-3 mark and make another deep run in the 6A playoffs. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
So next week I will have my preseason high school football power rankings, which I will include Valdosta schools for the first time ever.
So geographically, that gets Clinch County and all them into it as well, since you're going past clinch to get over to Valdosta?
Look at the map, and then I'll include who I feel.
I mean,
needs
you
to be
should
included.
Know the map. You, I mean, if you're sitting here, you don't know the geographical map of South Georgia.
I live in South Georgia.
Okay, so then you'll be including Clinch County. You'll be including what, Coffee? All those schools.
Well, Coffee's already included.
Coffee's in, so Clinch will get in. Let's see who else. You're going 120 miles west. That brings Tift County into the equation too.
It might.
Yeah.
It might. We'll see how they, you know, we'll see how they shake out.
Okay. This is, yeah, these, it's interesting to, for him to be on this show and listen to him explain the logic behind a high school ranking system.
I doubt Coffee will be in my top 10. I've got them 3-7.
Yeah. But you, yeah, definitely. I mean, you had the state champ. You had the Frederica Knights, who won a state championship last year, ranked behind a team in your poll in the same classification that they beat by 80 points.
They ended up ahead of Bullock, because that's what you're referencing, is when Frederica beat Bullock.
Your final regular season poll, your final, you didn't do it in the playoffs. You did a regular season poll, and when the playoffs started, you didn't do it anymore. Your final regular season poll came out right after Frederica and Bullock Academy played, and Frederica beat them 78-12, or whatever the score was. You still had Bullock Academy ranked ahead of Frederica.
Can we break down Region 2-5A now?
Yeah, we can break it down.
Okay. I'll start from the bottom up, right? Because yeah. I think we know the two top teams.
We know the bottom feeder in Region 2-5A.
All right, so at 2-8 overall and 0-4 in the region, the South Effingham Mustangs.
They're a good baseball program. They play good baseball up there, but football, I see them coming in last at 2-8 as well. 0-4 in the region.
Making the playoffs in my poll, in my preseason, this is my preseason predictions. I'm picking for the whole season.
Okay.
The Statesboro
now Blue... you're picking for the whole season. Okay.
Statesboro Blue Devils get the 4th seed in Region 2-5A, 3-7 overall, 1-3 in the region.
I got New Hampstead getting the 4th seed at 4-6 and 1-3 in the region.
Okay. I'm going the other way. New Hampstead gets the 3 seed with me, 4-6 and 2-2 in the region.
I got Statesboro getting the 3 seed at 4-6 and 2-2.
So really we just differ on 3-4.
Statesboro's playing Hempstead at Womack Field in Statesboro.
That's a tough place to play, or at least it used to be a tough place to play.
So that's why they get the nod there.
All right, because they're at home, which really doesn't mean anything for Statesboro football anymore.
Yeah, it does when you have your own officials. It means a lot.
And number two, at 8-2 and 3-1 in the region, the Wayne County Yellow Jackets.
I got the Wayne County going 8-2, 3-1 as well. I think that's the top of that region is pretty good. You know, Bainbridge won state championship last year. They upset their way to that, and they beat Wayne County in the second round. Wayne could have been there last year.
And that was really a disappointment for the Yellow Jackets with the season they had going out in the second round.
It was. And then at number one, I got them going 7-3, but winning the region at 4-0 with a 4-0 record to Ware County Gators.
I've got Ware County at number one, but I've got them at 9-1 and 4-0 in the region. And I'm here to tell you that any classification, pound for pound, the Ware County Gators are the best team in the state of Georgia.
I got Ware losing at Glenn Academy. I got them losing at Coffee, and I got them losing the Lounge wherever they play. It doesn't matter if they played on a playground anywhere. I got them losing the Lounge. So that's where the three losses are coming from.
My one loss is Lounge. I don't think they'll lose to Glenn, and Coffee's certainly not beating them because Coffee's going 3-7.
I mean, they're going to Douglas to play. That's a rival game. And so
Coffee's not beating Ware.
Okay.
They could play that game anywhere.
I mean, LSU wasn't beating Central Florida either,
Do you not understand how loaded Ware County is?
I understand that Ware County has talent, but you also understand they have a first-year head coach
who's won everywhere he's been.
He's coming in, putting in a new system, okay? I mean... Yeah, I mean, you got to factor all these things in. You got to factor in a Ware County team that's lost 4 of their last 5 to Glenn Academy. You got to factor in a Ware County team that's lost the last couple, I think, to coffee.
Spin it.
I mean, that's where it comes from.
Keep spinning.
I mean, they got a great quarterback. He's a sophomore. But, I mean, 7-3 is a good record. If you go through and win your region at 4-0, that'd be a tough out in the playoffs.
They'll be 9-1 in the regular season and holding a trophy at the end of the year.
The three teams I have caught we're losing to play in higher classifications than they do.
Glenn Lowndes, and who was the other one?
Coffee.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Coffee ain't beaten because Coffee's going 3-7.
Well, that's according to you. I mean, you're going to be dead wrong.
Here it is. Ready? Write this down. Coffee is going 3-7.
You heard it.
Here first.
Alabama wasn't winning the SEC West, but they're finishing number 2 in the country.
Based on just the preseason polls. I'm only picking preseason polls there.
There you go. Spin it. You spin it now. Okay. I got you. Preseason, they're ranked number 2. But postseason, they're not going to be what? In the top 10?
They probably won't be in the top 4 in postseason polls. But I haven't done my postseason polls yet.
Okay. Preseason doesn't matter. It just matters how Jason Bishop spins it on the show. We got some sponsors to do, man, before we get off the air.
This segment is brought to you by Fox's Pizza and Cunningham Jewelers.
You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come on in and unwind. Boss Tweed, M43 from Old Nation Brewing Company, and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490. For call ahead orders online at foxespizzadowntown.com and keep up with specials on Facebook.
And by Georgia Farm Bureau and Pristine Water.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service. Here's that word again.
Highly oxygenated.
Highly oxygenated. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233. 166 Key Circle Drive.
Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, southernhardwareinc.com, 912-267-7992.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985 off exit 29 on I-95.
Happy new gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals, featuring TaylorMade's new M5 and M6 woods and irons, SpiderX putters, and TP5 and TP5X golf balls, Ping's new G410 irons, crossover and hybrid, as well as Titleist TS woods and Pro V1 and Pro V1X golf balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they've got you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have a birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraved, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com
also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.